Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Hey neighbors, it's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Well, we did see some cash cattle trade develop in our part of the country yesterday. Saw losses in the north, and we saw about $2 to $3 losses here in our part of the country yesterday at $100. Northern cattle traded $167, and this did create some general disappointment in the continued market weakness. Now, although some additional trade could develop today, the tone of the market appears to be set unless there's a major unexpected shakeup in futures or box beef. The erosion of box beef values the last couple of days has also caused increased underlying concern that further pressure is expected through the rest of the live cattle futures trade as well. Now, mixed trades expected in lean hog futures today, although support in most contracts yesterday was based off planned trade talks with China. Any optimism seems to be curbed by the reality that a trade deal may not be easily forged given previous talks and still fundamental differences between the two countries. Though tariffs have been in effect on both countries, it appears that both sides are not at any point willing or needing to lap out and give into the other's demands. Now, grain talk, mixed to lower wheat markets on the final trading session of the week. Like corn, most wheat contracts are within spitting distance of contract lows set earlier in the week. The largest wheat exporter in the world, seeing prices down $3 to $5 a metric ton on the week, is going to be a drag for all, especially as the U.S. dollar index remains just off two-year highs. Plenty of harvest left to complete in the northern plains and Canadian prairies as some producers resort to running wheat through grain dryers. Additional rainfall is on the way this week and weekend, which could impact quality a bit further. Now, slightly higher corn prices from the overnight, although December futures are just 4 cents away from the contract lows set Wednesday. Interestingly, despite plodding around at contract lows, option volatility is rallying, which could be a precursor to a looming move in flat price. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down $1.15 yesterday, 97.87. December down $1.35 at 102.22. September feeder cattle down 115, 134.40. October down 110, 132.32. October hogs down 82 cents at 66.30. Kansas City wheat, December was up 9 1/4, 393 3/4. March was up 7 3/4 at 407 1/2. The Chicago wheat, December up 5 1/2, 466 1/4. March up 5 1/2, 472 1/2. December corn's up 0.25, 358 3/4. March unchanged, 371 3/4. November soybeans down 14 cents, 861 1/2. January down 13 3/4 at 875 1/2. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.